This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, now speaking of the Cowboys, they have gotten all kinds of movings and shakings happening in the last 15, 16 hours. Carl Davis has been waived by the Dallas Cowboys. In the meantime, well, that just happened in the last like 15 minutes. Carl Lawson, the former Jets defensive end, was signed, and the Cowboys made a trade with the Giants for Jordan Phillips. I'm not saying that this changes the world or the balance of power or anything, but it is nice to see that the Cowboys look at the defensive line and it feels like they're like, oh yeah, we should probably do something.
You know, it tells you that during the off, they looked at their offseason and said, we didn't do enough. We have to get in here. We're watching what we had from last season. We're watching what we did in the offseason, and it's not good enough. So we're going to have to go find other avenues to make this better. When there were probably other options out there during the offseason, they could have gone and attacked there. But here you are now with these players, and now Mike Zimmer gets an opportunity to go, well, yeah, the guys we got are good enough, or this still isn't good enough for what I want.
I watched the first half of the Sunday game. It looked pretty bad, the defensive tackle situation. Yes. Now, I don't know this. The Rams don't really play anybody in preseason football. Like they do very cowboy-like stuff and go, we ain't playing anybody.
It just looked questionable in training camp.
Most teams are like that now, yeah.
If you were playing your, I guess Odighizuwa wasn't out there, but if you're playing two of your main guys in a preseason game against backup offensive linemen, and it looks like that, to be, after that game was over, I'm just assuming the scouts and Steven and Jerry and Will got together and said, guys, so we were hoping for the improvement of Mozzie Smith, and we can still hope.
Yeah.
But that was against backups.
It's not there yet. Like, you're right. And I know Landry would say, hey, it takes 3 years. So I'm not saying, like, it's over. But just if you were hoping that that was going to be right now or to start the season, it doesn't look like it from what we've seen in the practices and what you saw in the preseason game. It doesn't feel like that's about to happen.
Yeah, these guys are going to have to learn it. Also, they're going to have to learn how to incorporate into Zimmer's scheme real quickly as you talk about it more and more, Zimmer's scheme is you just got to be in the right places and you're good. Like, you don't have to be one of those physically over-the-top gifted guys that takes over the entire field. You do what we're asking you to do, and we're gonna be in a better position to make the right plays.
Here's my question to you guys, and maybe Reggie, you can help out too, because I forget. Was there a defensive tackle that was somewhat affordable in March or April that, like, let's just say, because the Cowboys' hope was Mozzie's going to improve tremendously, and these other guys are going to improve. But now they're kind of getting, and I'm not trying to take shots at these guys, but they're getting scrap heaps and hoping they help. These aren't great players. They're just, or even good players. They're just like, let's give ourselves depth and hope that these guys are as good or better than what we have. Was there a person in March or April that was a defensive tackle that the Cowboys could assign to, like, let's just say, $7 million a year that you'd feel a lot more better about?
I don't know if a lot more better.
Yeah, and no, that's
like
a horrible sentence.
No, I like that descriptor is accurate, but yeah, I'm not sure, because we got past the annual why don't you go sign Sue? Like, we moved on from that, because that's what it felt like for, I don't know, like 4 years. Mm-hmm. Every year you're like, what about a Ndamukong Suh? But we moved beyond that. So I don't know. But I did hear, I did hear Carl Lawson's name come up just off the edge. But I know that doesn't answer your particular question.
Yeah, I was just kind of looking. There were a bunch of dudes out there. Most of them were probably going back to their teams. Okay. Though. Like, that was really, you'd have to go overpay. Okay. But that's the thing. If you're not drafting, if you're not committing good draft picks to this position, you're not really going to find it, because everybody's out there trying to find a Chris Jones, a Javon Kinlaw.
Sure.
You know, one of those kind of guys that you can say, interior defensive line, do I have something like that? I do see Kevin, the top Kinlaw this year, the top free agent comparison to him was Jordan Phillips in 2019, that version of him. So if you're getting a big 6'6", 300-pound, over 300-pound guy that can be in that way, and it's just You know, can his body hold up to it? Can he be a Hankins type guy that can work within that? And then the mindset's different again from Dan Quinn to Mike Zimmer. Dan Quinn's approach was, I'm putting four guys that can rush the passer, and that's going to bite us in the butt sometimes, but we really don't care about the run as much as we care about stopping the pass. And now that's going to be the fact, though, because they got ran over most of the time. Mike Zimmer's going to say, we're stopping the run first. And that's why he said we got to get more bodies.
You know what's interesting about this? Because you're talking about Hankins. Somebody mentioned Hankins as well. The Cowboys' concern with him was, can he stay on the field? And I know we're sliding to the side just a little bit, but that's one of the concerns that you're going to run into with Carl Lawson, where you're like, I think he can be a quality, usable player. Can he stay on the field? And so I know they're not going to be asking them to do the same thing. But that's why the Carl Lawson addition fascinates me, because he looks like a usable piece for sure. But can he stay on the field?
Yeah, his biggest thing was his rookie year. You were like, whoa, 8.5 sacks. You got excited about it. Next year, he's injured. And then Cincinnati kind of gives up on him after some lackluster performances. Yep. He didn't perform up to, with the Jets, what you expected. But
oh, yeah, he way undershot that contract.
By any means. So hopefully you know, Mike Zimmer can get the best. It really is, when Mike Zimmer says the best players want to be coached, he's like, I can coach. I know I can coach. It's just, can the player respond to it? And so I have no clue what to get out of the personality of Carl Lawson, but I know the body presents itself for the ability to be a good pass rusher. Can he play the other parts of it too?
And then you get an intra-division trade, picking up Jordan Phillips from the Giants. You get Jordan Phillips in a 7th for a 6th-round pick. And these are the kind of moves, we talked about this last year with Gilmore and Cooks and moving off your 5th-round picks. I'm not saying that a 5th-round pick is not valuable. I'm not saying that whatsoever. But if you're making moves for a player that you're like, I think this player can be in the rotation right now, those are the kind of draft pick trades that I'm all about.
I'm with you, but here's where I always worry. If you're in the same division before a season starts and a team is like, you can have them, I always worry about that player. Does that make sense? Because right now, if the Cowboys traded a player to Washington, Philadelphia, or New York, we'd be like, they took them, and we moved up around in the draft.
True.
So that's the only thing. I'm not saying he's going to be good or bad or whatever. I just, if it was the Jets who traded with us, I'd be like, well, that makes sense. Different conference, and maybe we're getting somebody where they're overstocked.
Yeah.
But I just don't think right now in a 17-game season where wins and losses are just so valuable because there's so few games, I wonder when the Giants or Philadelphia or Washington gives us a player before the season starts, can that player play?
I think that's a fair question. My thought was, because Jordan Phillips didn't even actually play for the Giants. Like, I know he got picked up by the Giants, but he hasn't actually played anything for them. I have to admit,
this dude's journey has been pretty wild.
It has. So I wonder if they looked at it from a better position of strength for them. And they're like, we're willing to make this deal, but that's an intriguing concept. But then again, a player for one team that you're like, yeah, he's probably not good enough, might fit on the Cowboys, where you're like, well, for this particular defensive spot, he'll be good enough for us.
But would you want to help the other team out you're competing against? Does that make sense?
I think about the Houston trade scenario that you gave us, like with the Astros a while back. It is a tough decision, because on the one hand, I'm no, but on the other hand, what if your decision was, we're going to put him on waivers, and instead
We'll move up one round.
We'll get a 6th rounder. I wonder if that's the decision. You're like, okay, well, I know we have to give up a 7th rounder, but we're moving up to the 6th round, and otherwise we're just going to let him walk and we're going to cut him. Like, let's do it.
Just find any kind of value.
Yeah, that would be my guess, but I think you raise a very valid point.
Yeah, and this spot is a spot they desperately needed, like a body. Like, they needed a real one technique for this spot specifically, so this helps out. This helps out the team for sure. Hopefully, like you said, hopefully he can still play.
So give me this. Help me out here. give me who's going to start at defensive tackle against the Cleveland Browns and who are going to be the main two backups.
Well, I mean, Mike, that's right now. I would say let's see what happens Saturday because I don't know. Is Jordan Phillips going to be out there Saturday?
Probably not.
In this mix, doing his thing.
Think
is
so?
Is Carl Lawson going to be
so
out there?
Because he's been in Giants camp.
Yeah,
so he's not coming off of, hey, I haven't been playing or anything.
Well, I
like
know,
that.
But wait, he's going to get there today or he's going to get to Oxnard?
Well,
and
remember the move they made last week with the cornerback? They bounced him in straight away. So I bet you get a look. I don't know how much of a look, but I bet you get a look.
Do you just make it simple for him? Like, do you just tell him, like, hey, you're just going to do this. On first and second down, try to eat up the guard and center. And if you're in on third down, try to go get the quarterback.
I mean, because for me still, I'm still trying to just throw Mozzie out there and say, go do your thing for a full game. You need it, buddy.
In the preseason game,
in the preseason, okay. and then this last game, maybe roll them out there, but we'll see. I mean, that's one of the things as we get through today and as we get into tomorrow, we'll find out more from Broaddus and Mickey because we'll get a better understanding of where they are, where their feet are, what they're actually doing.
Because would your initial thought be maybe with a lot still in flux? And I know you set it up like that, Mozzie and Osa could start in the middle, but that could change really quickly if you think Phillips...
For the preseason games or for the regular season?
For the regular season
I would think Phillips next to Osa.
Okay,
based on what we're watching from Mozzie right now.
If that is fair, if you think Phillips can fill or maybe upgrade from the Hankins role, then you're
healthy.
Well, here we go. And be healthy. So it does kind of feel like two of those three are how it's going to go. But I think Corey's right. There's still a lot to determine.
Two preseason games left.
Not with Osa, I feel fine about that, but with Mozzie. But I like that they took a look and they're like, hey, we didn't spend a lot of money on it, but let's make some moves. Let's try to upgrade.
Hopefully this helps.
I'm with you on that.